It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report, part two. Looking at the Pistons game a little bit, looking ahead to Toronto on the second half of a back-to-back today. And all the focus on Jason Tatum, who I feel like since the ankle sprain hasn't looked quite the same.
Yeah, I agree, Bobby.
Early in this game, settling often for threes. I thought that was a big part of the why the Celtics got behind so far in this one. And when he did go to the post, when he did attack mismatches, he was finishing strong inside, had an array of nice and ones in this game. But the shot's not there for him right now. Statistically, the worst pull-up three shooter in the league. He's still relying on them. He said after the game that it's, you know, to maintain respect from defenses. But Joe Mazzulla even said it after this game. He had to adjust. He had to change his approach. And in the end, I liked his game. Despite, you know, I've criticized him, and I know our chat hasn't loved his performance of late. But I thought 10 assists, some big buckets late in this game, and a huge third quarter, he did what the team needed to win.
Yeah, you know, and I thought what Joe Mazzulla had to say about his shot selection speaks volumes for where he's at in his progression, right? You asked him about the shot selection. How do you balance that? I mean, obviously trying to find other guys like he did in the second half, which had a lot to do with his adjustment. But like you said, Bobby, in the first half, I felt like he was sort of forcing the issue and leaning on that three-point shot and hoping that one of them was going to fall. But once they weren't falling, he adjusted. And a lot of that had to do with, obviously, the halftime and making those second-half adjustments. However, Mazzulla's saying it's not that he's taking bad shots. They're just not falling. But for Tatum to recognize when it's time to do other things to help the team win, that's when you become effective. That's when you show what kind of leader you are, because you're not going to just lean on the things that you believe that, okay, this is the only way I can help this team win. You do other things, and shout out to Jam Packard, obviously, flat as he always is. You do other things to impact winning, and I think that's a big part of being a leader. It's not going to look the same every single night, and obviously, this isn't what anyone anticipated, right, going up against the Detroit Pistons, so you have to credit Jason Tatum for adjusting. But yeah, like you said from the top, I feel like when he does that, especially when he starts off, when he's just kind of like not chucking, even though it does kind of look like he's just chucking up threes, he's kind of just going with the flow and hoping that he's gonna catch fire from beyond the arc. It speaks to maybe he's not 100%, and I think that's a big part of why he's starting off so slow.
And Jason said he is questionable again for the back-to-back against Toronto. I think almost hinted that he's not going to play.
Yeah, I would think he sits out.
Jalen rested this one. They were both questionable coming into this game. Jalen with the back, which wasn't a long-term concern, as Joe said pregame, and Tatum's been able to play and at times effectively push through the ankle injury. But you almost wish he'd take a break.
Yeah. Right,
maybe they lose this game. Yeah. Maybe they pull it out with a shorthanded effort. I think they're capable of either, and you certainly saw it late with what Derek White was able to do. And you love Tatum, and I think he deserves credit for it, being able to stand in the corner and space the floor, effectively not be in the play, so Porzingis and White could do their thing late.
Right.
Celtics fans might not look at that and say, oh, that's super impressive, but not many stars are willing to do that.
Exactly.
And I do think his desire to play every game, his desire to defend at a high level, and sometimes not be involved in the offense are three things that with other stars in the league, you're not going to get.
Right. No, 100%, Bobby. I think you just nailed it perfectly. I mean, when it comes to Tatum, especially this one play, it actually happened right where we're standing. And I felt like this was like the perfect example of how Tatum last year has changed to this year's Tatum in terms of his maturity and doing what's best for the team. Now, he had a great look here. And people forget, like, to make these decisions, especially in the heat of the moment where he's hit so many tough shots time and time again, especially with Cunningham on you, you know, obviously the team's Detroit Pistons' best player. He's guarding you. You have a chance to really, you know, get your offense flowing. But Tatum knew in this spot right here that the best move for the team was to get a pass over to Kristaps Porzingis at the top of the key for three. And he didn't hesitate to do that. You know, enough space, he knew by the time he got that pass to him, he'd have enough space to get that three-point shot off, and he nailed it. You know, I just think plays like that go such a long way for a leader, for a superstar like Tatum, when you're in that fourth quarter situation where you're itching to put the team on your back, but you know that's not what's best. You know that you have other ways to win. And I think when Mazzulla continues to remind us of that, it really does speak volumes when you're seeing the proof in it, like we did, tonight against the Detroit Pistons.
And the level of commitment to that sacrifice, Absolutely. Doing different things, as Joe said over and over again, winning in different ways. That's why this team's been so successful. And I think it's probably the biggest reason, game in and game out, you're feeling more confident in this team winning a championship, regardless of the circumstances, because they've won with Tatum playing poorly, with guys with bench players stepping up and playing extra minutes as they have at points here.
So, going down 21 against the Pistons, finding a way to turn things around.
This
sure.
is impressive. I thought this was a really good win, and they're going to try to make it back-to-back against the Raptors to end this mini homestand. Celtics probably missing some guys for this one, I'd assume. Rest, certainly Horford on a back-to-back will be out for this game, so we'll see who is available, especially with bumps, bruises, and illnesses going around. Stay tuned to CLNS Media and Celtics All Access for updates tomorrow and throughout the day leading up to Celtics Raptors, and we'll of course have post-game coverage here at TD Garden for Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning. Tatum perseveres and helps lead the Celtics to a win over the Pistons.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.